Hey everybody, welcome to Everything Under the Sun and How You Really Feel. Tonight, Miss Kells and Miss Shannon are going to be discussing the single life. So after this message from our sponsor, we'll be right back.
Hello.
Everybody, we are back. Welcome to Everything Under the Sun and How You Really Feel. It's Miss Kells and Miss Shannon. How you doing, Shannon?
I'm good, Kells. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm fine. Hey, I'm geeked about this single life discussion we are about to have.
Okay, well, first off, I want a disclaimer. This is my opinion about my single life. I can't speak for anybody else.
Be known. Put it out there so they can hear you.
This is about me. I'm speaking on behalf of my single self. I'm not speaking on behalf of all the other singles. But, you know, I feel like some people might do this.
So, in other words, what she is saying is...
have one that differs from hers, it is okay. It is okay to have differing opinions. Am I right?
You are correct.
See? And I won't be much help. I really will be opinionated tonight because I'm like on the opposite side, very married. So single, I have not been probably for like 5 minutes. Five minutes only. However, I have plenty of single friends. You said who don't?
I said you do, don't you?
I do. And a very single sister. Very single sister.
Got that right.
Well, you know, guys, we getting ready to jump off in this segment. You know how I do. I like to get it started because I got my opinion. Miss Shannon, you got your opinion?
I got my opinion.
All right, then. Let's start this off because Shannon's taking the lead on this because, as I stated, very married. But that's about it.
Okay. I mean, but what do you want to know about the single life?
Hey, curious minds want to know all types of things. First of all, why are you still single?
Because I can't find anybody that doesn't get on my nerves.
Okay, now we really about to get into the meat of the thing at the beginning of the episode.
Okay, first of all, let me explain by get on my nerves because people think I'm just so picky and that's why I'm single because I'm picky. That ain't it.
Break it down for us.
Okay, first of all, I have been completely out of a relationship, a serious relationship, for more than 10 years.
Oh,
I've been in situationships, but I haven't been in a full committed, I'm with you, you with me, ain't nobody else, none of that relationship in over 10 years.
That's a pretty long time.
I agree. And it could possibly be why I don't like people in my space.
If you spend a whole lot of time without someone in your space, it would be like a light bulb, like, duh. Yeah, you don't want anybody in your space at all. But these situationships, let me ask about those.
Yes.
What does a situationship involve? What's the difference between a situationship and a freaking relationship? I hear that situationship all the time.
Okay. For me, a situationship is like, okay, we kicking it. We know what it is. Nobody else has to know what it is. What we got, what we got works for us. We don't have to go out on dates. We don't have to be seen in public, taking pictures and putting it on Facebook. We know what we got going on. You know what I'm saying? And if we want to, we are allowed to see other people.
So how is that fulfilling? Is that sexual fulfillment only?
It can be.
It sounds like it is it be.
It can be. But then, you know, you got situationships that turn into just like friendships and the whole sex part is gone. That's been eliminated. And that ain't even that chemistry anymore. It's just, hey, this is my homeboy and we're going to kick it. And so, you know what I'm saying? Some of the situations.
Yeah, but you know what that sounds like to me?
What?
A waste of damn time.
How's it a waste of time?
Because I'm like,
we both
all of your energy is put into this situationship and you're getting nothing out of it but sexual gratification.
I mean, if that's all you're looking for, then that's, okay. I think you're not missing nothing.
Is that all you're looking for?
Currently.
See, that's what I don't get about you single people, because you say you are looking for someone, or, you know, if the right person comes along, but how do you open up for the right person if you are unwilling to open up for the right person?
I didn't say I was unwilling to open up, but you got to come, we got to communicate, we got to have, you know, communication rule the nation.
Well, real talk. Okay?
It does. So you have to have open lines of communication. You have to be willing to meet me. You know what I'm saying? I need to be able to communicate with you. If I can communicate with you and we can talk about other things other than, you know, shit that I ain't interested in. You know what I'm saying? Say, okay, you know, I don't want to talk about shit that I'm not interested in, because then you're going to lose me and I'm just going to be like, mm-hmm, yep. And you're going to be like, Shana, would you listening to me? You have to keep my mind stimulated. I have not been able to find anybody to keep my mind stimulated, along with my interest, along, you know, conversation wise. Like, I hadn't met nobody on that level yet.
Wow, that's interesting and scary. If you haven't found anybody that you can have a good conversation with,
I can have a good conversation with, you know, certain people, but then that's that. Then after, you know what I'm saying, it's like it's always something missing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I meet this dude, we kicking it, we got great conversation, he doesn't bore me, I don't bore him, chemistry flying, everything, then the sex is horrible.
Okay, so you're not willing to sacrifice.
Hell no.
I'm not saying the sex.
Get out.
I said I wasn't talking about the when you say the sex part, because I know that is an integral part of the process, you know? Okay, single person. Rate your man. Rate, like, what's more important to you? Love, security, comfort, affection, monetary security. Put them in, I know all of them, but put them in a numerical order for me. Very first one being the most important.
Honesty.
Girl, yes.
Honesty is number one. Because if you can't be honest from jump, then we have nothing. There is nothing else to talk about.
No, because everything he say is gonna be made up. There's nothing to talk about.
Right. I'm gonna be suspect everything you say. You told me the sky's blue. Let me look outside, make sure it's not gray. You know what I'm saying? I got
right. They tell me it's called sus. You real sus. So, we ain't on that. So honesty, number two.
Got to be God fearing. You've got to be a spiritual person. You don't have to go, because I don't go to church every week, but I do attend church. I do read my Bible. Either regard, you know, I'm just, you know, I may
right, be right,
but I do attend church. And me and the Lord have an awesome relationship. You know what I'm saying? So,
then heathen, like, you are not. You are not a heathen.
I mean, you know. So
I get it.
He has to have a relationship with God, because if he has a relationship with God, you know, he's preparing himself for the man that he is supposed to be, for the woman that he is intended to be.
Oh, that's beautiful. But you don't want him to be one with God first?
Honesty and God is like tied. Like, really. God, yeah. We gonna be honest, but you know, God is up there. He in my top two.
Okay, I got you. So what we got for, and I need the top five. What's three and four?
Three and four.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Loyalty.
You got to have more than just being honest and God-fearing.
Loyalty.
Oh, yes. That's what I believe in. Loyalty. Loyalty.
And respect.
Shoot, what you talking about? I don't have to be single to be talking, discussing this conversation, because that's just what we're looking for in a partner, period. Whether single or married, because that's what I expect in mine. Okay.
And then number five, top five. This is number five.
You didn't do four.
I didn't understand.
You know you didn't do four, right?
I didn't do four. I said loyalty.
You said honesty, God-fearing, and loyalty.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
I said respect.
Oh, yeah, you did. My bad. Yeah, okay, so your number five.
My number five. Okay, off top. I need them to understand. I am a single mother above all.
Mm.
My child come before me, so I damn sure ain't about to put her before you. She is 9 years old. I'm not looking for her daddy because she has a great daddy. Step up to the plate, do whatever. So I'm not looking to fulfill, hey, she got a daughter, so she's looking for a daddy for a daughter. No, the hell I'm not. She has a father that is very active in her life. But okay. I need to respect the relationship that I have with my child and know that my baby's nine. She's a girl. I'm not dropping her off at any and everybody's house just so I can go and kick it with you. Because I'm going to smile at my mug side if something happens to my kids. You know what I'm saying? I need that to be upfront.
Let me ask a question. Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
So, now you said this man needed to be God-fearing.
Yep.
Okay. Now you are aware that according to the Bible.
Yep.
You know where I'm going, right?
I mean, that's where you're going.
Okay. Once you are married, once you find your wife, once you find your husband, you are one.
This is true.
You are one in unity, and no one is supposed to come above you two. Oh, you unison couple. You should, nothing should come between you two. So what was that?
I said, according to the Bible, this is true.
Uh-huh. Okay, so what do we do about that?
When I get married, okay, that'll be completely different. Then my child is going to respect my husband. He is going to be the provider and, you know what I'm saying, of my home, the leader of my home. We are supposed to follow our husband's foot, you know, his lead, follow his lead. He's supposed to be the provider. Then my child has no choice, but hey.
How do you get there, though? How do you get there if you got this stop sign, like right at the beginning of the relationship?
It's not a stop sign, though. It's more of a yield sign. Like, I have a child. Nine.
It deterred me. What do you mean?
I'm just saying, it's not a stop sign, though. It's a yield sign. It's a yellow light. Hey, caution. You know what I'm saying? It's not a red flag.
And I get it, but who wants to be cautioned before they go into a relationship?
Prime example. The last dude I kicked it with, it's like he had a mental block or something in his head, and he couldn't understand the fact that you can't call me Friday and ask me, you can't call me Friday morning at 9 o'clock and be like, hey, be ready tonight at 7, and then we're going to get together and gonna do something. I got a whole kid I have to figure out where the hell I'm going to do with, because she go two places, literally two places, to our other sister's house. Or to her daddy house.
Oh, so that's another part of that single life.
Right.
That's another part of that single life when you were a mom.
Right. And then you constantly want to just plan stuff for me and you, knowing I got a kid. I understand you got kids too, but you just really don't really seem to, hey, I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
But is that somebody who want to continue dating? Who wants to continue dating that person?
That's why it didn't work.
Yeah.
You have an issue with me not being able to drop shit at the last minute. So my preference in a mate will also be, I need you to understand that and preferably have a small child.
And preferably have what? Say it again so they can hear you.
A small child.
Why do you prefer him to have a small child?
Because then we can include our kids on some of our dates and ain't neither one of us have to worry about not being able to find a babysitter or having to cancel because babysitting plans fail. You know what I'm saying? We can always be like, okay, well, we can't get rid of the kids tonight, so shit, let's all go out to dinner and do a movie. You know what I'm saying? Something that involves the children.
You know what? Well, you are a mom. And I don't want to date you.
I wouldn't.
Oh my God. I don't want to date you. Do you know why?
Why?
Okay. I don't have a problem with dating someone that has children. Now, I had a rule when I was single, most definitely. And I shouldn't have because I have four children. And, you know, the men that I have been with have accepted my boys and then some, you know.
Right.
However, it has nothing to do with the children and it has nothing to do with the man. Unfortunately, sometimes that man that you fall in love with or very interested in dating comes along with a wee bit of female baggage. So, when you have that baggage and I ain't willing to unpack it with you and put it in our house, then I'm not interested. You can have children as long as me and the mother of your children, if it goes further, you know, if it becomes a relationship and not a situationship.
Yeah.
And, you know, there has to be some type of, we don't have to be friends if you don't want to be friends, you know, we can be civil, this, that, and the other, but damn it, I will not have no drama.
I feel you, and I don't do drama either, which is why the men that I date, their kids are over the age of one.
And that makes a difference over the age of one, so who makes a difference?
In my opinion, if the kids are over one, 9 times out of 10, you're not dealing with your baby mama like that no more. So I give it at least one. If you under one, bro, we can't even have a conversation because I know where you at and I know where you're going to be. So I'm straight on it.
See, that's my thing too. I think anything under five, any baby under five, real talk, because they're still learning things. They're still, that's that time, you know, where the recorder on the phone and everything else is going at full speed 24 damn seven.
Yeah.
So everything is captured. You contacting them, you know, if you guys are in that type of relationship or whatever, and I don't mind you contacting everything, but that's a pivotal part of that child's relationship, you know, and both parents make a difference.
Unless you have a cool stepmama, you know, like Ivory has. My baby got the coolest stepmama in the world, you know what I'm saying? She cool. She
that has helped. Been
every step, like we co-parent like a mug, for real. So I give props to my girl because we were friends before Pinky even came along. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Y'all stand up people for that because I'm trying to, we all know that that doesn't happen often.
It doesn't. And it's sad.
Wow. And that's true. That's so true. I got a girlfriend who worked out well for her. And the father of her children, I think has 9 kids or whatever. And she's friends with all the mothers.
No, we can't do that, bro. That's a lot of damn kids. Hi, damn.
Well, she wasn't ever married to him, so you know, community.
9 kids.
You know.
I don't even think I want to test them waters. I'd be scared to breathe.
No, you don't want him even looking at you because he will pollinate your ovaries. Yeah.
No, and we good on that, honey. I ain't having no more of them.
I know, especially if you're trying to get the other half. You got that half already. You need that other part. Or you're looking. What you mean, what other part? What are we talking about? See, that's what I'm talking about. You lose sight entirely too easy for someone. I think my thing for you is, I'm thinking like this. If one come along, it come along. If it don't, oh well.
I mean, basically, that's how I feel.
No!
If it don't, it don't. See it. I'm 43. The dreams of that wedding, that white wedding dress, my dress wasn't going to be white, no, it was going to be like more of a lavender. The dream of that wedding, I don't even really, I honestly can't say that as a kid. I had that wedding.
I know I did. I never dreamed about a big wedding. No white dress.
You know what I did dream about?
What did you dream about?
I always imagined myself with the likes of a superstar. Like, I don't know why I put myself out there like that. I did, but damn it, it is what it is. You have to manifest to make stuff happen. So,
well, damn, sister, like you said, you're 43. When we gonna get this celebrity?
I mean, you know, the celebrities I want are unattainable. You know, I don't have me. I have to actually go somewhere. The closest celebrity I have to me is maybe Penny Hardaway. Hell, it's a
is
whole
he
group.
Even a celebrity anymore?
How dare you speak ill of Penny? What?
I don't even remember what team he played on. I remember he played
for
really? Oh, he played for my Suns?
He did. After Shaq left, he stayed there for another year, and then he went to the Suns.
So, is he still considered a celebrity?
He's the coach of our college down here in Memphis. He is the head basketball.
Okay. So, he just the basketball coach. So, he just a basketball coach.
Don't say it just like he just an basketball coach. Don't do Penny like that.
I'm kidding, Penny. I'm kidding. I didn't, though, for real, remember what team he played for.
Penny and Shaq are the reason I fell in love with basketball in the 90s. They was the bread and butter of Orlando. They was the reason I fell in love with Magic and the basketball. And, you know, I had Penny on my wall. I even, you know, that was my boy.
Yeah,
and
like you said.
For myself as my man.
Unattainable. You have had one too many celebrity doggone relationships. That is why we still in the single world in the real life.
Well, when I can find somebody that fits all of my... when they don't... How can I... Oh, dang, that sound like a dude. I can sound like... The more I talk, the more I sound like a dude. But that's okay, though.
Yeah, we didn't discuss it.
I know, but I didn't really realize it until now. I mean, I'm not...
No, I pointed that out. I think you should have realized that when I pointed it out. But you know what? You didn't stay in denial long. Yes, you sound like some of the men that I have come across.
I mean,
and see,
you have the parental DNA that I have. You don't really have a choice.
Well, I mean, not everyone that has that parental DNA has gone down the same line. You know, sometimes your stance can be a little rigid.
Okay, but have you ever thought about the fact that after seeing so many failed marriages and, you know, what I don't want to be a part of that shit?
Well, don't make it a part of your world. Failure happens for reasons, and if we avoid those reasons or try to...
I'm gonna try to my best. Like, you know, if I ever get married, we gonna have to have some communication. You gonna talk to me. You gonna understand when I tell you something. I'm not gonna
have communication. You would have to have communication because are you looking for? Let me ask you this: are you looking what type of guy are you looking for? Not with the honesty and the. Do you think someone of a more laid back nature?
I'm gonna tell you why. Not a laid back nature, because my mouth is slick. You know that.
Well, why your mouth gotta be slick if he is laid back? If he is chilling,
because he laid back. I mean, it depends on what type of laid back. Like, I can't be with no weak dude.
Well, hell, you didn't even let me get it out because you knew you was gonna snap him in half in 2 seconds.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't need no weak dude. I need a combination.
What's the definition of weak? What is the weak dude to you?
Somebody that I can just run off and tell what to do. Somebody that just ain't gonna tell me no. I need somebody that's gonna tell me, shut the fuck up and sit down sometimes. That's what I need. And I'm like, I got you. My baby gonna run the
shit. It ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work, and you know it. Because the first time he tells you, Shannon, shut the fuck up and sit down, you know there's gonna be a problem.
Oh, yes, I do. I know
and then it's gonna be a sister hootie hoo. Hootie hoo. And you know,
give me the sisters, brothers, nephews, whatever. he done did some shit that he shouldn't have did. That's what it is.
Exactly. I'm listening.
See, I don't know.
I don't know. And I think that's the reason why we're still here.
We're still here because I got two sisters that swear they matchmakers.
look, we threw a bone your way. There was a bone thrown your way, and you decided to look the other way at the taste from the tasty morsel that we threw you. And then we put that same bone in you, all heated up and looking nice and everything again, and you flaked out.
I did not. It was, I don't know. It, the timing wasn't there.
Timing?
It wasn't there.
You know what? Thank the Lord I'm not single, because you know what? My mindset is this. Let me tell you what my single woman would do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe. Anywho, my single woman would be, oh, he really is attractive. Ooh, I really like that. I would walk up to him and I would ask him his name and we would have a discussion. I am not afraid to go up and speak to someone that I find attractive, or I see something about him that I may like pique my interest.
Okay, I don't have a problem doing that either, but it's some weird people out here.
Granted, there are some weird people out there, but that morsel that was placed in front of you wasn't weird.
Okay, but I mean...
Yeah, well...
I gotta hit my pen. I don't like the hot seat.
Hitting that pen is not going to answer that question. The hot seat is okay, not.
Well, maybe I drink my drink.
Okay. I'm drinking mine too. I went to go look for some Lynchburg lemonade and they didn't have any. So I had to settle for berry punch.
That's what I'm drinking. Hey.
Oh, cheers. I couldn't get jiggy with the Jack and Coke one night because it's the closest damn thing to Jack and Coke, the real Jack and Coke for real.
It is.
So I wasn't trying to do this lit. It might have been a little more fun with me lit, but I would like to remember what I said.
I'm gonna remember everything I say.
Well, you're a little more seasoned.
It or not.
I may be older, but you're more seasoned. Yeah.
Okay. And another reason I'm single, I just don't feel like parading a bunch of dudes. I have a daughter. And I don't feel like parading, like, it's not really, you know, that's not correct. Parade a bunch of different dudes in front of her.
I agree.
So, therefore... Yeah. Trying to date somebody or meet somebody, it's kind of hard because, you know, she is a big forefront in my life. So it's kind of hard.
And you ain't like you can hide the dude, you know, and then you don't want to look like the best little whorehouse in Martin.
So, exactly. You know. in almost 10 years, Ivory has met two of the dudes that I can't see. Two.
Well, one of them's still around, though, right?
Yeah.
Mm. So does that make for the single life, or are we in another situationship?
We're in a situationship. That's not that's that's neither here nor there. That is a situationship, has been a situationship, and obviously going to be a situationship for the unforeseen future.
Well, damn.
I'm just saying. It don't seem like to be, that don't seem to fizzle. I mean, that's been going on.
Something fizzling.
I mean, I'm just saying that's not going to fit. I don't see that. It's like, we got a chemistry. Now, that's the, we have a chemistry.
Sex
I don't know what it is. Huh?
Sex again.
It has nothing to do with sex. So we have a
chemistry. Okay, like then I'm dumbfounded. I'm confused because either chemistry is sexual or it's magnetic, like personalities and stuff like that. But you
it's all of it combined.
Okay, well, then what in the hell is the problem?
I know him, and it's sad to say, I know him. And I know him well enough to know that he ain't going to act right in a relationship. He is not going to act right. And this is the best thing, because I will hurt him. I will seriously hurt him. And he know it, and vice versa. So, yeah, no.
Sister, it sounds like you in a rut. And well, you stuck. You kind of spinning your wheels with the one, the situationship that you know ain't going to be no situationship. So, are you settling?
I don't think I'm settling, but I mean, I think at this point in my life, I'm comfortable with where I'm at, whether, you know what I'm saying? I'm not looking. Yeah. If it comes to me, it'll come to me, but I'm not actually out there actively looking.
That's what I was going to say. So back to the beginning, if it happened, it happened. If it don't, it don't.
Basically, it is what it is. I ain't messed up at it. Do I get tired of being the only single friend? Shit, yeah. They be like, oh, we gonna go here and go there. We gonna do a couples trip. And I'm, shit, I guess I'm babysitting this weekend, bro.
Oh my goodness.
Like right now, currently, I have our nephew because why? Our sister is out on a date with her husband. So, you know, I'm the single friend. I have that conclusion.
Oh no, that just seems so like. But you're okay with it.
I mean, maybe. I'm not messed up about it. I mean, it is what it is. I know because I can talk.
But you also it sounds like a walking oxymoron. Like you it want is. It, but oh well, if it don't.
Right. I mean, I'm not gonna chase it. I'm not.
Ooh, sure, why not? You ain't never come. Look, Penny Hardaway, you would chase after him.
Man, what? And was okay. Martin, and he was at Westview, and I couldn't get off work to go see him.
Oh my God.
All I did was 5 minutes.
So you aggressive towards celebrities. So nope. Unattainable men. Unattainable men is what it sounds like.
Penny might have been unattainable when he was in Orlando in the early 90s. In the early mid-90s, he was unattainable.
he's irrelevant now, so you can get him?
It's not that he's irrelevant, but he is more attainable now than he used to be. You see what I'm saying?
Is Penny Hardaway married?
No, he's not.
Penny, you will eventually listen to this podcast. Eventually, everyone will be listening to this podcast. Okay. And Shannon has had a crush on you as long as I can remember.
You know, he was she's the reason adult. I...
Right. You hear that, Penny? Penny. Yes. She is ready for you. She has been ready for you. And she's a full-fledged, grown-ass woman now, ready to take your ass to the court. Penny Hardaway.
Man.
Come holler at us. Come holler at
us.
One-on-one. The bottom is one-on-one. That was a good one. One-on-one, Penny. You heard her. Challenge.
I am fooling with you today. It's not. I'm not.
I'm trying to get you Penny, since that's the only man you seem to be able to want to chase after.
I don't want to chase after him. I mean, you would. Once again,
you would. You, You was all up in Westview about 2 seconds ago.
I couldn't be, but I know. But I'm just saying, I'm not gonna chase this. I'm gonna put my bid in. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay, what's wrong? Okay, so is chasing a bad word?
I don't chase.
But is chasing a bad word? I mean, not chasing per se, but pursuing. Brain,
no, chasing in my brain equates to thirsty. And baby, I am not thirsty.
See, that's the new shit. That's that new shit. Okay, let me change that. Let me not chasing, pursue.
It depends on how hard, you know, I got to pursue you.
You got.
I've done the pursuing.
You got some testosterone somewhere up in there.
I probably do. I'm a little tiny. The tank.
Did you say a pint?
A little taint.
Oh, I was gonna say a pint. Dang.
A little taint.
I'm gonna need you to be a little less malish in thought.
How?
What do you mean?
I can't change. How can I say this when I said it?
Like a male?
No, it's not that it's not that I'm not unwilling to change. It's just that, I mean, it's hard, shit. You can't tell a zebra to change his stripes. How you expect me to change? Like, just like that.
You're a human. You ain't no zebra. You can change your stripes. Oh, you ain't
tomato, tomato, we're mammals.
Whatever. You could be a nice young lady.
I don't want to be a nice old. I know. No,
you're I'm crotchety, and you're not old enough to be crotchety.
You are not. Age has nothing to do with that.
Well, age should have something to do with it. You shouldn't start getting crotchety until your ass is 70 or older.
Okay, so how should, in your opinion, how should I go about getting out of the single life?
Well, look, okay, let me break it down for you.
First of all,
we need to make your rules less stringent. Okay, now I agree with not bringing anyone around your daughter, because that's a serious thing. So we can take that off the table. We dating or whatever. But you got to open yourself up to trying, you know, the flirting, the verbal jousting, the conversation, okay. Even if you think, and just open it up to anything. Okay. Not anything.
Okay. I'm gonna give you a prime example. Okay. Not too long ago, dude that I was interested in, been interested in like forever, dude, you know what I'm saying? He ain't even my type, but it's just something about him that I'm just like, damn, I want to get with that, you know? So I'm like asking certain people, is dude still married? And they're like, I don't know. So can't nobody find out for me. So damn it, I just asked myself, what's up, bro? And he was like, what's up? So word around town is you single. He's like, yo. He's like, who want to know? I said, me.
And then what? Don't keep us waiting in suspense.
That's it. Really? I'm shooting my shot. That's all you got to say is really?
Oh.
Really? Oh. With the emoji. My bad. Really? Okay. Heart eyes.
Has he said anything since?
No. I was like,
oh wow.
What the hell?
Were you guys cordial? Did you speak before? Or text or anything?
Did we not? Everybody thought that was my work husband. If you saw us at work together, you would have sworn we used to be in a relationship together.
Is that gay?
I don't
What is he?
I don't think so.
So I mean, not married, male or female?
No.
Huh.
And I ain't heard from him since. I done put my the I I put my bid in. I let you know what it was. And you can act like, he can act like he didn't know. Because damn it, yes, you did. You can act like you didn't know. But I went on and I stepped out there. Put myself out there.
Did,
but
you, my bid, did you do this face to face?
No.
Oh. No. So he left you on read?
No. After he said, really, I left him on read.
He said, really?
I mean, you really me with the emoji face with the heart eyes. What the? What does that mean?
Well, wait a minute. He gave you the emoji face with the heart eyes?
Yeah, but I mean, what does that mean? Like,
well, why did you ask him? What does that mean? Okay, what's that mean? You interested? What the, can you answer
and
that?
I said that? And when he said really like that, I responded, well, yeah.
Oh, you said yeah?
Yeah, and then, you know, it kind of just died from there.
He didn't say nothing else?
Oh, yes, it did. My bad. My bad. Here it is. Shannon, with an exclamation mark and two emoji faces with the hard eyes.
Where, is that a... How long ago was this?
How long have you been sitting on this? A month ago.
Okay, so he gave you two emoji faces with hard eyes and an exclamation point.
Yeah.
And you said nothing?
What was I supposed to say? What does that mean?
You supposed to say, what does that mean?
I mean, if I didn't
respond, read them damn emojis. I don't even why adults speak with emojis in the first damn place. Cause I don't know I know what heart mean.
Shit. Okay. But my thing is this, if he was interested, even semi-interested, he could have said something back. Or he'd be like, oh, well, what's up then? You know what I'm saying? Something
up. He did say something back. He spoke the way y'all people speak. Wait. He spoke to y'all. He spoke to you like the way people speak today with stupid ass emojis.
And see, that's the shit I'm talking about. That just turns me the fuck off.
Well, I understand, because that's immature as fuck if he gave you smiley faces with hard eyes and stuff for real.
Like, what do they mean? Just speak. Just say
so you dodged the bullet for real. I can't be on his side because that's okay. He could have spoke up real talk. Either he's interested or he's not.
Basically, you know what I'm saying? I'm a big girl. Hell, I can take it.
You and me both, because I am straightforward. Either you interested or you're not. You won't hurt my feelings at all.
Right. So it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But that's another reason why I'm single, because dudes, and then when they approach you, oh my God, I got this and I got that, and I can buy you this and I can take you here. But I can buy myself this and take myself here. That's not what I want. Your money does not interest me.
Is there a such thing as gold diggers anymore? Because I ain't looking for nobody. Okay, I'm married.
I mean, obviously it is, because you know these dudes think
I don't understand. I don't get it.
I mean, I can pay for my own hair. I can pay for my own nails. I don't get my nails done no way. But right. I pay for my own pedicure, and I pay for my hair to get done every 2 to 4 weeks. My hair is getting rebraided. You know what I'm saying? I pay for my own kids' hair, everything she needs. I take care of that. I'm not looking for a man to take care of me. I don't need you to complete me. I'm complete. I need us to, you know, do this thing together.
Yeah, in addition to.
Yeah.
In addition to.
I don't need nobody to complete me. I'm not looking for that. And I damn sure ain't looking to fix nobody. Hell.
Well, I don't think any of us are looking to fix anybody. But sometimes it works like that. And sometimes it's a fantastic thing, you know. The people gravitate to others because of their pain, you know. And they want to help, and they fall in love. And, you know, things happen. You know, and we don't always fall in love with the people that...
We do not, but you know what I'm saying. It is what it is. I'm cool with the single life, though. So, you know, maybe one day I'll meet somebody and they'll sweep me off my damn feet. You know, maybe.
Until y'all hear then, that? We will have an episode on that too. when she eventually compromises. And find someone that will pique her interest. Do what?
I got to counsel? Why I always have to?
No, you don't have you. No, you are not the only one that has to compromise. But there are things,
see,
you know.
If I tell you something that I don't like, and I'm telling you it pisses me off and gets on my nerves, and I ask you nicely, please stop. Don't do that. Stop saying that.
Oh, that's not no compromise. That's a telling them you don't like it. Please don't do it.
But then you keep doing this shit, and then it pisses me off, and I tell you about yourself, and then you get mad because I got an attitude for some shit I asked you to stop doing because I ain't like. Now you mad because I got attitude, but you the reason I got attitude.
Don't get married. I'm just telling you. Don't get married. Because your ass will be compromising, you hear me? Or you won't be married.
I mean, I'm not gonna settle. That's just that on that. I know what
no,
I'm worth.
I wouldn't expect you to settle, but sometimes love hits you in the ass and you don't have anything to do with it, and you won't be able to help the feelings that come upon you, even if it's not that person that you thought that you wanted. That didn't make it your idea too.
I'm gonna need Cupid to keep his her ass the hell away from me with her arrows until he know for sure that the one that they about to shoot me with is the one that I'm gonna be destined to be with for the rest of my time here on this earth.
Cupid said you got a little bit to do with that, and she needs you to handle her part while she handle his her part.
Look,
that's what I'm talking about, everybody. Y'all hear that? This is a single life from a single woman, her perspective, her opinion.
It is.
And I know you all have opinions out there. I had, you know, a little bit of something to say, but and tell us. You guys can go to anchor.fm/Kelly, that's KELLI-Thomas0. Give us a message. Talk about Shannon's single life. Tell us what you would do. And tell us what you think she should change in order to snag that man, the one she does not want to settle for.
Why he can't snag me?
Hey, okay. You guys tell her how she can be snagged. Okay, what would you do to snag Shannon? With her words, y'all, snag.
That's a loaded question.
I want some how to's and don'ts and all the other good old stuff.
I mean, I'm just saying, that's a loaded question.
Help us out, y'all. Help us out. Help a single lady out. Help her out.
Need help though?
And no, you don't need no help for real. But if y'all see Penny Hardaway, she said he's from the Orlando Magic.
Hey, really, can you feel like I'm my feelings hurt? I'm hurt for Penny. For the thing, you know, y'all remember Little Penny and you know Chris Rock did his voice. I had, you know, really tell me.
Yes, I remember that mess. I remember.
Hardaway was that man.
Okay, yeah, but you know, I had other players I was with at that time.
Okay, I was too. AI, he's single now too. Yes,
I think we talked about it in a different time, but you know, that's okay. I think we in different decades.
How are we in different decades?
Because my players are like Charles Barkley, Mr. Robinson, and people like that, you know, Muggsy Bowles, you know, them players. What? Yeah, they cool, but Penny Hardaway, I wasn't kidding. Holla at your girl. You heard her say your name. She dropped your name several times. Holla at your girl. If y'all see him on the street,
and
tell Penny Hardaway.
Anthony Penny Hardaway.
Oh, sorry. Yep, I said corrected. Anthony. What was it again, Shannon?
Anthony Penny
Hardaway.
There you go.
right. At your girl. She has been a borderline stalkerish, but you know, I would like to see y'all go on a date. That I would like to be in the booth next to you, but I would like to see y'all go on a date.
Why would you like to be in the booth next to us? You think I'm going to say something? Just blow the date?
No, I've always wanted to be that fly on the wall. And if we can do that, if I can sit there and listen to everything, you know, like technology, mother, we can put earbuds in and I can hear your conversation. And we can do like this.
You take the other AirPod.
Yes! Sarah knows the Bergiac type stuff. Yes!
I am not fooling with you, no.
And I say, Shannon, don't say that. Don't say that. And then I give you some love, Jones, in my sexy voice. In my sexy voice. You know, I'll tell you what to say, not to say.
I know what to say.
I'm helping you out.
I don't need no help.
I'm helping you out. I want to be the fly on the wall. I want to say I took part in finally making you a kept woman. Not kept, but
I don't want to be kept. I don't want to be kept. Oh hell no!
Not kept, y'all. You know, taking you out of the single life. I stand corrected. Taking you out of the single life. Penny Hardaway. That's it right there. Because that's the only person that I know that other than the high five guy is gone. So, you know.
Yes. When I had a crush on him. So, you know, him and Penny kind of fight with each other.
Stop it.
They was kind of like, kind of the same, kind of, you know, same body type. Like, you know.
Just cut it out. Cut it out.
You're right. Don't be a hater all your life. Don't be a hater all your life.
I have heard enough from you and your male tendencies tonight. Yes, I have.
Again, my single life opinion. I'm currently enjoying being single because nobody has, you know, piqued my interest yet. I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm not saying it won't happen. I'm just saying it hasn't happened yet.
I hear you. They hear you too. It hadn't happened yet, y'all. It may happen.
I'm not looking for it to happen. But if it happens, I will be open.
Okay. Well, at least that's a step in the right direction. You'll be open.
I'll be open.
Even if he is not the finest thing in the world, even if he, you know, he's just okay. If he meets your other attributes, if he has your other, the other things that you want in a man, is that not okay?
You know this, I didn't say look. Nothing. Look.
That is true. You did not. And that's why I mentioned it.
Like, you know, I like not so attractive dudes.
You like no so? Okay. All
right. I do. I don't like the normal, what people would like consider attractive. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that.
Dude, you love Idris last year, Dirty Draws.
I do love Idris, my honey. That's got nothing to do with his look. That's his swag, his personality.
He had swag as Stringer Bell. He don't have swag anymore.
And that's when I fell in love with him as Stringer Bell. When he came, when Wire first hit, and I saw Stringer Bell, yes, that right, yes.
Well, you know what though? I didn't even think he was handsome back then. As he came into himself and became this big movie star or whatever, I remember him in The Wire and stuff like that. He did not do anything for me. He didn't.
That's about until you he came back. Like you saying, Morris Chestnut was fine as Ricky. Hell, what the hell?
Morris Chestnut is not fine at all.
Oh Lord,
Morris Chestnut has pretty teeth. He has a pretty
Chestnut is pretty.
And his chocolate skin. I mean, his skin is beautiful. But other than that, he does nothing for me.
Oh God. Okay.
Not a thing.
I don't think.
I can't even think of one out there. The Silver Fox Squad LLC, they do it for me.
I mean, hell, all them, yeah.
Every last one of them.
I need an older dude.
Girl, yes, try that.
I got to get that.
Well, I was told that older guys are the thing.
Okay, but how old is too old? I'm 43. How old is too old? I think, you know, above 50, I think 50 too old. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if you're saying an older guy, 50 is not too old. That's only 7 years older than you. So if you're going to go for an older guy, at least go for that 53, 55.
I think I can.
Yeah.
I don't think I can.
Yeah. Go for
it. That's weird because when I was, that's weird. I said I don't think I can is weird because when I was 23, I was kicking it with a 33-year-old. So.
And see, it didn't seem no different, did it? Because you're only 33.
It did not, but you know what? If that now 53-year-old came and hollered at me, baby.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because he is a fine 53-year-old man. Now that he could be still a five.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, yeah, we're gonna try that. Ooh, that's what we can do.
What? I don't like that sound.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay.
I don't like that. It's going to be okay.
It is. It is. I wouldn't harm you. You know that. It's okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be our upcoming episode. So,
what? Mm-hmm. What's going to be coming episode?
You know what? It's almost time to wrap up.
How you don't tell me? I'm like that. Okay.
To be continued, everybody. I'm not going to say it's going to be continued on the next episode because we got some other interesting things to talk about. Get our opinion on. I know it's a lot of people out there living that simple life, and some are enjoying this simple life. This was just giving our opinion instead of giving her opinion on single life. You guys out there, you live your own single lives, you're doing your own things, you got your own standards that you're looking for. Holler at us. Let us know what your standards are. Let us know what you're looking for. How long you've been single. And what's deterring you from getting into a relationship versus a situationship? You heard Shannon's story. So why don't you bring yours to us? And we love hearing from you. It's been a great night. Shannon, your single life opinion was.
It was what?
It was on point. Yeah, it's on point. If they know you like I know you, it was on point.
I mean, you know, I said a whole lot more, but you know.
We know. We know. But you will though. You will say a whole lot more. It's gonna be more for you to say because you know we're gonna continue this conversation in a whole different level. And okay. And when that level comes, you're gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready.
Yeah. I stay ready. Okay? We ready.
Oh, stay out. Shit, I'm ready too. I'm ready too. Okay, everybody, we want y'all to stay ready too. We're getting ready to wrap this up, Shannon. Until the next time, everybody.
I holla.
Have a good night. Talk soon.
Bye.
That's it for us tonight. Thank you for joining us. Stay with us, because on the next episode, we're going to be discussing old school versus new school parenting. You are not going to want to miss that. Talk soon.